At Indonesia's largest airport, passenger traffic is on the rise as domestic tourism enjoys a resurgence. After months of relative quiet, travel restrictions at major airports around the country are easing as the number of COVID-19 cases falls. It's a welcome change for the country's aviation industry, but it may not be enough to save one major player. Drowning in debt, the country's oldest airline, Garuda Indonesia, is edging close to bankruptcy.
It's not a pretty picture in terms of the debts amounting to hundreds of trillions of rupiah, which is coming up to billions.
The pandemic had a severe impact on the flag carrier. Passenger numbers have fallen by 90%, and flight frequency has reduced from 400 to less than 100 flights a day. The airline's total debt is now $4.9 billion, and the company faces several lawsuits over unpaid debts. The airline's CEO, Irfan Setiaputra, told Al Jazeera steps have been taken to turn the company around, including renegotiating airplane leasing costs and restructuring loans.
Like many airlines around the world, Garuda Indonesia has struggled through the pandemic because of travel-related restrictions. But Garuda's financial woes started long before the pandemic, and now the flag carrier faces an uncertain future.
Aviation experts say Garuda Indonesia has struggled to compete with low-cost carriers, grappling with weak earnings while paying for a large and expensive fleet of aircraft that are mostly leased.
5 years earlier, we see some of the operational costs of Garuda is increased dramatically, and then some of the international flight, for example, Jakarta-London, is not profitable.
The airline is still mostly owned by the government, and the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises has proposed rebranding a state-owned charter service, Pelita Air, as a passenger carrier to replace Garuda, or putting in more state cash. The ministry declined an interview with Al Jazeera.
The option of the bankruptcy liquidation of Garuda is a feasible option right now.
Under pressure to resolve the crisis at Garuda, the government faces a difficult choice. Either try and save the failing airline or let it collapse. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.